Expanding the Bullseye. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Russia is shifting its focus to Ukraine's eastern region.
Out of the embattled city of Mariupol, the Ukrainian president saying some 300 civilians have been evacuated from beneath that steel mill where they've been sheltering for weeks. Still, hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers are still there. Some of them are injured. Russians keep pounding the place. Zelensky saying the next phase is to get them out safely. Tragically, it could be a fight to the finish as Russia intensifies its offensive along a broad front line from the east of the country down to the south. Six missiles struck the key Black City port city of Odessa.
Fox's Greg Palkett in Kyiv. Meanwhile, First Lady Jill Biden is spending Mother's Day weekend meeting with Ukrainian refugees in Romania and Slovakia. In Washington, D.C., pro-choice advocates marched in the rain to the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices protesting the leaked draft, signaling Roe v. Wade could be overturned. Chicago hospital tech Kim Smith says women shouldn't be afraid.
People should be able to get health care and not have to hide and be afraid. It should be a God-given right.
The Supreme Court says the opinion is not final. The Kentucky Derby winner pays out big.
A stunning upset at this year's Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike charging the rail in the closing strides, passing favorite Epicenter and Zandon with an 80-1 win. Jockey Sonny Leon guiding Rich Strike from far back in the 20-horse field, winning by 3/4 of a length. The payout almost $164 to win, the biggest payout since 1913 at nearly $185. The favorite Epicenter finished second, followed by Zandon in third. Among those in the crowd, former President Donald Trump.
Fox's Ann Carrick. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Several migrant caravans are headed towards the U.S.-Mexico border.
A source with the Texas DPS tells me, based on a new intel report, 4,000 more Haitian migrants are making their way to Nuevo Laredo, which is positioned just across the river here. And a mile back from that, you're going to find a group of between 1,500 and 3,000 Haitian migrants already there. So we could have as many as 7,000, possibly more migrants waiting to cross into Laredo when Title 42 ends on the 23rd. A group of 16 migrants, including a baby and a child, made it safely across the Rio Grande in Eagle Pass. This group specifically is from Colombia and Nicaragua.
Fox's Nate Foy in Laredo, Texas. The Taliban ordered women in Afghanistan to cover up, only showing their eyes in public. It's one of the toughest restrictions announced since the Taliban returned to power in August. Leaders threatened to punish male relatives if women don't comply. The Taliban had similar restrictions on women between 1996 and 2001. Firefighters are used to saving the day, but some students in Germany wish some local firefighters weren't so good at their jobs.
It was a unique distress call, but instead of fighting a fire, some firefighters in Western Germany came to the aid of local high school teachers. The problem? Because of a jammed lock, the teachers couldn't open a safe. Inside, the final exam students were about to take. So the firefighters sawed open the safe, the test was recovered, and it went on as scheduled, much to the delight of the teachers and the dismay of the students. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A judge rejected former President Donald Trump's lawsuit challenging his ban from Twitter. The judge said free speech rights don't apply to private companies. Trump has his own social network now and says he won't rejoin Twitter, even if allowed. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.